Reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah. Sing and rejoice, O daughter Zion. See, I am coming to dwell among you, says the Lord. Many nations shall join themselves to the Lord on that day, and they shall be his people, and he will dwell among you. And you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. The Lord will possess Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and he will again choose Jerusalem. Silence all mankind in the presence of the Lord. He stirs forth from his holy dwelling. Verbum Domini. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et tus spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum.
Gloria tibi Domine.
While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother."
Verbum Domini.
Laudes
Christe. We celebrate today the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And today's memorial, along with the Feast of the Nativity of Mary on September 8th and the Holy Name of Mary on September 12th, correspond to three feast days of our Lord. Of course, his birth on Christmas, the Feast of his Holy Name on January 3rd, and his presentation in the temple on February 2nd. And tradition tells us that Mary was presented in the temple when she was 3 years old. The ancient law allowed young girls to be consecrated to God for a time to serve in the temple. She would be brought to Jerusalem by her parents, Saint Joachim and Saint Anne, and then was welcomed and admitted to the temple, where, under the direction of holy women serving there, she would live an ever more holy life, consecrating herself to God and to his service, and waiting for him to reveal his plan for her life. This was also a very generous sacrifice on the part of Saint Joachim and Saint Anne. They were giving and dedicating to God the greatest gift that they had received from him. Their child was the most perfect creature that God had ever created in this world, or ever will create. Saint John Eudes described this generous gift of Saint Joachim and Saint Anne to God in the following way. He said, Mary was their treasure, their glory, their delight, their heart, their soul, their life, and all their consecration, all their consolation, rather. And now they're offering that gift back to God, their beloved daughter to be dedicated to his service in the temple. And as St. Peter Julian Aimard would say, Mary gave herself promptly, entirely, and forever. And so by means of continual prayer and service, she offered herself totally to God. And it was during this time in the temple that she would grow in familiarity and understanding of sacred scripture and would ever seek to conform her will to God's will. She was ready for anything that God wanted of her. That's a true spirit of sacrifice, to present ourselves to God for whatever he wants for our lives, having a prayerful readiness to answer God's call. And St. Ambrose would say of Mary that never was anyone gifted with a more sublime degree of contemplation. Her mind, always in agreement with her heart, never lost sight of him whom she loved more ardently than all the seraphim together. Her whole life was but one continual exercise of the purest love of God. And Mary's presentation or offering to God during her early years reminds us as well of that holy moment in our lives when we were brought to the temple of God, when we were brought to the church to be dedicated, to be consecrated to God when we were baptized. We were brought to God's temple and were consecrated to him. God came to dwell in our souls when we were cleansed of original sin and became partakers of the divine nature. And the Trinity came to dwell in our souls. So today we can renew that and present ourselves anew to God, to the Lord in his service, in union with his mother. As St. Paul would put it in his letter to the Romans, I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Today is also known as Pro Antibus Orantibus Day, meaning for those who pray. So we thank God for the gift of those who have dedicated themselves totally to God in a hidden life of prayer and penance in the cloistered and monastic life. They're witnesses to the world of the life to come. And we pray for them today. They pray for us every day. We return that favor in a particular way today. We pray for all those in the cloistered or monastic life, for their perseverance in their life of prayer, and for an increase of vocations to their way of life. And we'll conclude with a look at the gospel today for this memorial. It's when our Lord was told that because of the crowds that Mary and some other relatives of the Lord could not reach him, they wanted to speak with him. And Jesus responds, who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother. And these words are not disrespectful in the slightest. as sometimes they have thought to be. Our Lord is simply making the point that the spiritual bonds of God's family transcend our natural human family. In fact, the Lord was using this moment to reveal a key characteristic of a true disciple of Christ. And Mary was the perfect example of a disciple of Christ, a follower of Christ. The word of God requires a response in seeking to do God's will and to keep his commandments. And Mary heard the word of God and she acted on it all throughout her life. And most particularly at the Annunciation, when the angel Gabriel brought her the message from God, she embraced God's holy will. She embraced it wholeheartedly by saying, "Be it done unto me according to your word." So this gospel passage that the church offers us today on this memorial of the presentation of Mary, it's a reminder that both our relationship with God and seeking his will take precedence even over our natural family bonds or ties. It's good to know, however, that these two relationships with God and our family, they don't have to be in opposition to one another. In fact, the closer we grow in our relationship with God, the greater love we have for our family, for our loved ones, the greater desire that we have to help lead them to heaven. So today we examine ourselves about our readiness, our willingness to hear the word of God and to act upon it as Our Lady did. Our Lord gave a great image in Luke chapter 6 of one who hears the word of God and acts on it by comparing it to a man who built his house on a solid rock foundation, whereas the one who heard the word of God and did not act on it built his house without a foundation and it collapsed when the stream broke. And we can think of our Lord's words in Matthew 7, verse 21, that not everyone who says, "Lord, Lord," shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And ultimately, we want to mean what we say when we pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done." And the Blessed Mother is a model and a great example for all of us in hearing God's word and acting upon it. So as we honor her in a special way today, we ask for her prayers for us, that we might hear the word of God with a responsive and a generous heart to seek and to do God's holy will, to put it into action in our lives.